good country music. It's still around. You just have to look for it. And you found it. This is Hurtin' for Real. Thanks for stopping by. Well, we're at the end of 2017. It was a good year, musically. It's the Hurts of the Year show. Today I'll be playing the best songs from the best albums of 2017. It'll be a two-parter. So much good music was released this year. Yeah. So today we're going to hear songs from Jeff Berner and Sonny Sweeney and David Rawlings and Sarah Jane Scouten. Some Sam Outlaw. Some Jason Isbell. Oh, it's a good show today. It's the Hurts of the Year. Let's get started.
The big bright moon is shining down on the desert sand. I reached down, touched the earth, and held it in my hand. As the dirt fell through my fingers, the wind it seemed to say, don't put off until tomorrow what you can't do today. Matches that lit up the desert sky. A pillar of fire from east to west came slowly drifting by. A voice from the cloud like thunder said, start looking for a ride to where yesterday meets tomorrow, and that'll get you to the other side.
Just keeps moving on. Hey.
that is just fine. That is Marty Stewart and his fabulous Superlatives. The song there is called Time Don't Wait. And yeah, is there a better band in country music than the fabulous Superlatives? Yes, Marty Stewart, along with Cousin Kenny Vaughn, Handsome Harry Stinson, and the Professor, Chris Scruggs. Yeah, that new record is called Way Out West. That track there, Time Don't Wait, and yes, that is one of the Hurts of the Year. Hi there, everybody. My name is Brian. My show is Hurtin' for Real, and I play country music, yes, but don't hold that against me. Might lean towards traditional country, alternative country, Americana, Canadiana, twangy stuff, whatever. And today, all the best songs from the best records of 2017. I'm not going to, you know, rank them. I'm not going to count them down. This is going to be a two-parter. Yes, part one and part two. This here is part one. And one artist who I discovered this year, her name is Emmy Sunshine. Now, she is from Tennessee. She has put out, I do believe this is her third, maybe her fourth record. It's called Ragged Dreams. And this is total country music. It is real twangy. She is very talented. And I guess it's fair to say this, she's pretty young. I mean, you don't see many teenagers who are as talented as this. You know, adults don't put out albums as good as this one. Her name is Emmy Sunshine. The record is called Ragged Dreams. And this one here, she wrote a song that touches on the subject of autism, which isn't written about very often. Anyways, here you go. Something from Emmy Sunshine on the Hurts of the Year.
Think I'm crazy? Is there something wrong with me? Well, I don't wanna be angry. I ain't trying to be. Oh, my heart's racing 90 miles down the street. Oh, I'm sitting still. Everything's moving but my feet. I'm sitting in your classroom. I'm in your pew at church. Think my mama ought to spank me. Little discipline might work. But you'll see me in the grocery with my hand between my knees. Tell me, do you think I'm crazy? Is there something wrong with me? Well, I know my family loves me, but I can't even say it back. Well, I can't even let them hug me. It's an emotion that I lack. Well, I see the way they suffer, and they know I suffer too. If there's joy, I just can't share it, even if I wanted to. But I'm sitting in your classroom. I'm in your pew at church. Think my mama ought to spank me. Little discipline might work. Will you see me in the grocery with my head between my knees? Oh, tell me, do you think I'm crazy? Is there something wrong with me? Well, the kids don't want to play with me. They say that I'm a freak. Well, I know they talk about me. I can hear and I can see. Well, I long to have a friend just to be beside me. Oh, I might not talk to him, but at least he talked to me. But I'm sitting in your classroom. I'm in your pew at church. Think my mama ought to spank me. Little discipline might work. Will you see me in the grocery with my head between my knees? Oh, tell me, do you think I'm crazy? Is there something wrong with me? Well, they say problems may be weak, but I think that little strength. If people didn't look right through me, I believe that they might see or some good or some worth, some love inside of me. But I'm sitting in your classroom, I'm in your pew at church. Think my mama always spanked me, little discipline might work. Will you see me in the grocery with my head between my knees? Oh, tell me, do you think I'm crazy? Is there something wrong with me? Do you think I'm crazy? Is there something wrong with me? Well, I don't want to be angry, I ain't trying to be. Oh, my heart's racing 90 miles down the street. Oh, I'm sitting still, but everything's moving but my feet. Oh, I'm sitting still, but everything's moving but my feet. Oh, I'm sitting still, but everything's moving but my feet. Oh, I'm sitting in your classroom, I'm in your pew at church. Think my mama always spanked me, little discipline might work. Will you see me in the grocery with my head between my knees? Oh, tell me, do you think I'm crazy? Is there something wrong with me? Oh, tell me, do you think I'm crazy? Is there something wrong with me?
Isn't that good? That is David Rawlings Although Gillian Welch, of course, appears all over that record, as you can hear. The record was called Poor David's Almanac. Yeah, that's one of the hurts of the year, definitely, yes. The song, Cumberland Gap, and that's not the only song released this year with that title. Yeah, Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit released a fantastic song of their own called Cumberland Gap, but I decided to play that one. Yeah, Jason, I'll play him later on in the show. Not Cumberland Gap, I'll choose another one, but anywho, isn't that a good song? You know, my favorite guitar player might be David Rawlings. He has such a distinct style and is just a joy to listen to. Anyways, good stuff there from David Rawlings. Well, also on the Hurts of the Year, Willie Nelson. Yes, Willie actually came to my neck of the woods this year. It was really smoky. It was an outdoor festival, and Willie made it through. Yes, we were, I know he had some, he had to cancel a couple of shows because of health issues. He didn't have to cancel this one, and he played in a real smoky setting. So anyways, we're really glad to have you here in BC, Willie. And Willie released a couple of albums this year. He releases a couple of albums every year, doesn't he? His record was called God's Problem Child, and he just continues to make good records, absolutely, and we are lucky to have you recording so much good music for so many years, Willie. We're going to hear a song called Still Not Dead. Absolutely. Here you go, some Willie Nelson on Hurtin' for Real's Hurts of the Year.
Up still not dead again today. The internet said I had passed away. Well, if I died I wasn't dead to stay. And I woke up still not dead again today. Well, I woke up still not dead again today. The gardener did not find me that way. Believe a word that people say, and I woke up still not dead again today. I run up and down the road making music as I go. They say my pace would kill a normal man, but I've never been accused of being normal anyway. And I woke up still not dead again today. Up still not dead again today. The news said I was gone to my dismay. Don't bury me, I've got a show to play. And I woke up still not dead again today. I run up and down the road making music as I go. They say my pace will kill a normal man, but I've never been accused being normal anyway. And I woke up still not dead again today. Last night I had a dream that I died twice yesterday. But I woke up still not dead again today.
Scurvy and dandelion tea. You draw venom from a wound when you put your lips on me. And if we braid our hairs together, make a rope and sail the sea, we'll bring rose hips for scurvy and dandelion tea. Oh, rose hips for what to bring. I will make you up a banquet if you fashion me a ring. And our two names I will embroider out of gold made into string for our wedding bed forever, if there were such a thing. If you take me to the forest, and I'll tell you what to bring. Whether I am young or I'm old, when you put me in the ground, all the worms will come to eat me, and they make not a sound. And all the ravens and the magpies eat the worms up by the pound, and the coyotes eat the magpies, all their flesh and bone and down. Whether up the wood floors, and there's burrs all in his hair. And he casts a long black shadow for the one you hold so dear. And he wails at the sorrow that he smells upon the air. Oh, I've got a black dog who follows everywhere.
From Bowen Island, B.C., that is Sarah Jane Scouten. What a wonderful voice, and what a wonderful collection of songs, absolutely. The record is called When the Bloom Falls from the Rose, and it really is Sarah's finest record. Yeah, it's really good, and she's been making good music for quite a while now, so it's really good to have this record from Sarah Jane. The song is called Rose Hips for Scurvy. And I go to Sarah's website and I see that she's doing quite a tour. She's going to be all over Alberta, and she's going to be BC and the United States, and she'll be in Luxembourg on January 30th, opening for Corb Lund. Yeah, that should be quite a show at Cafe Conrad. How about that? Well, more new stuff. This guy has been putting out albums for a long, long time. His name is Rodney Crowell, and his record this year was called Close Ties. And this is a song, or a record, full of some wonderful songs. Probably one of my favorite songs on the record is called I Don't Care Anymore, although he's got many that could be called, you know, the best song on the record. It's that good. Anyways, something new from Rodney Crowell on the Hurts of the Year. Thank you.
chips on my boots and a mullet head of hair, designed to walk into the room and make somebody stare. But I don't care anymore. If I don't stand out in a crowd, I was better off before. I tried to make my mother proud. Town dreaming I could make my mark in space. 40-odd years later, all my best cards have been played. Well, it's a hard knock situation when the accolades bestowed on your every last creation cries out middle of the road. But I don't care anymore about the fortune or the fame. Before I tried to make myself a name, all that money that I blew through like some bootblack off the farm could not have vanished quicker if I'd have shot it in my arm. Some so-and-so says, don't you know the limit is the sky? The next thing I remember, I'm unlearning how to fly. But I don't care. After all is said and done, a real friend tried to tell me, man, with all respect for you, the time to put away these things is long since overdue. If indeed I do get lonesome in my mansion on the hill, there's this neighbor's wife I covet for her beauty and her skill. The way she puts herself together, sleek and vagabond couture, makes each mailbox conversation one more heartache to endure. But I don't care anymore. Who does what and why? I was better off before, when I was just another guy. I've been lied on, spied on, cried on, tried on, taken for a ride, you bet. Frack, crack, smack, jack, what you see is what you get. I've been spit at, hit at, quit at, shit at, shouldn't hit a bit at what I'm trying to get at. You fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice and put the blame on. I don't care anymore.
Gone out to the great beyond. gone. Oranges by your side to help avoid the outside. Just checking in, nothing much with me is new. I'll check again in another month or two. But I thought I'd let you know you're on my mind with no curse of time. I listened to some of our records yesterday. If you wanted to, I'll come up there and play. But I know that's not where you're at today. Stay calm in your quiet getaway. Long gone are the days, they've all passed away. Oh yeah. Long gone are the days, they've all passed away. Oh yeah.
Once again, the Sadies have put out a haunting record, a really interesting record. It's called Northern Passages, and that track there, Riverview Fog. Yeah, the Sadies, they're from Toronto, they're a four-piece, and every record they put out is interesting, and they have evolved in a good way. Yeah, they are just fine. They are the Sadies. Well, hi there, everyone. You are listening to Hurtin' for Real. My name is Brian, and I'm going to get to something from Alison Krauss in just a second. Before I do, I want to let you know that if you ever want to get a hold of my show, well, you can connect on Twitter. At Hurtin' for Real is how you can do that. Yes, Hurtin', no G, no apostrophe, at Hurtin' for Real on Twitter. Well, Alison Krauss, she put out a record. Alison doesn't put out albums very often, not like Willie Nelson does, no. But this one here is not a record that she did with Union Station, no. Sometimes she has more of a bluegrass feel to her records. This kind of has a more classic country sound, and she's found some old songs that needed to be redone, especially with Allison's voice, and oh, are they good. The album is called Windy City, and this one here is called Losing You. Some Alison Krauss on the Hurts of the Year. Thank you. with a heartache in that one. That is Lucinda Williams from her record This Sweet Old World. Yes, back many years ago, some 25 years ago, she released Sweet Old World, and this year she re-recorded it. And the songs sound different. It was definitely worth doing, and that song there, I just love. It's called Six Blocks Away. Lucinda Williams. And today on Hurtin' for Real, yes, all the best songs from the best records of 2017. I've been doing my show for, well, 15 years, and this would be my 16th, 15 plus years, so this would be my 16th year that I've done the Hurts of the Year. You know, I'm constantly amazed by how much good music there is up here in Canada. Yes, I'm from Canada, and, you know, I play, I would say if you had to do a pie chart, you know, the bigger piece of the pie would be American. There are so many wonderful American artists, and let's face it, they've got 10 times the population of Canada. I play artists from around the world, too, who play good country music, but sometimes I get to play artists who are from right here in British Columbia, and Jeff Berner is one of them. Now, Jeff Berner plays the accordion. He's a folk singer, I guess you'd say. He's a wonderful musician. I think he's a really underrated songwriter. He has put out so much good stuff over the years. He's released his best record this year. It's called Canadiana Grotesquica, and I had a hard time choosing which song was my favorite from this record. He's got a song called Gino Ojic, which I played on an earlier show, which I just adore. I almost played a song called Don't Play Cards for Money with Corby Lund. That's a really good song, yes. He's got a song called Phony Drawl, which is about Canadians who have a fake accent, a phony drawl, and that's a good one too. But, you know, my favorite song off the record is called The Ghost of Terry Fox is Looking Down on Me Tonight. And I'll just let the song speak for itself. I love this song. It's from Jeff Berner on the Hurts of the Year.
Lights of Burnaby Mountain are twinkling at me, winking at me, because they know when I was young I tried to fly on board wings. I just didn't fit those things. I belong below. Standing on the podium, knowing what a fraud I am. Everyone could see it wasn't right. I get here dug in the slugs, I'll say it's too bad. But anyway, the ghost of Terry Fox is looking down on me. I tried to redeem myself. Instead, it seems I just dream myself over and over again. No hope inside. He was a true hero. I am just a, well, you know, the ghost of Terry Fox is looking down on me tonight.
yourself be true. But what's a man supposed to do? How is he supposed to win the fight? And everyone can clearly see I'll never be the man I tried to be. The ghost terrified is looking down on me tonight. The ghost terrified is looking down on me tonight.
People that buy, while everyone else is out to sell some kind of merchandise. We run to the boss and tell him we need a bit more gold. Some tax deductions later, we still wind up in the hole. Oh yes, we are the people running in the race, buying up the bargains in the old marketplace. Another sale on something, let's buy it while it's hot, and we'll save a lot of money spending money we don't got. You'll save a lot of money spending money we don't got. The consumer, they call us, we always get a fair shake. We buy a fridge that doesn't freeze and a stove that doesn't bake. We can't buy nothing lasting unless we get that raise in pay. They'd only charge us more for the things that cost us less today. The consumer, they call us, we're fussy what we eat. We look at the price of T-bone steak and buy hamburger meat. And all them fancy packages we take down from the shelf, they're always full of good fresh air when they ain't full of nothing else. Oh yes, we are the people running in the race, buying up the bargains in the old marketplace. Another sale on something, let's buy it while it's hot. Go save a lot of money spending money we don't got. Go save a lot of money spending money we don't got. Consumer, they call us when the man comes in the door to give us a deal on the vacuum when we buy a rug for the floor. And how do we pay the finance when the monthly bills arrive? They just send down the bailiff to repossess the car we drive. The consumer is what they call us. We're always deep in debt, from buying drawers and discount stores to fixing the TV set. We go to the bank for the money and sign for another loan. Pray the Lord doesn't see us stop in the tavern halfway home. Oh yes, we are the people running in the race, buying up the bargains in the old marketplace. Another sale on something, let's buy it while it's hot. We'll save a lot of money spending money we don't got. You will save a lot of money spending money we don't got. You will save a lot of money spending money we don't got.
Yes, there is a political song. I like that. That is a song called The Consumer. And it's an old song. It's a Stompin' Tom Connors song. Corb Lund does a wonderful version of it there, yeah. And that shows up on a collection of Stompin' Tom Connors' old songs of his, but it's got a few covers. And I wish that there would be a proper tribute record to Stompin' Tom where some of his more... I don't know, obscure songs, maybe lesser-known songs get recorded, like that one. Yeah, that's a good one there. The Consumer, from Corb Lund. Well, if I had to pick my favorite duet of the year, it would be this one. It shows up on a record by Shiny Ribs. Now, Shiny Ribs is the name of Kevin Russell. It's sort of a side project for him. It's the name of the band as well. I think it's got a couple of meanings, Shiny Ribs. And he does a duet called I Don't Give a Shit. It is with Alice Spencer. And this song here is a hoot. Yeah, I kind of think this is kind of John Prine-ish. I just love it. Here you go, some Shiny Ribs. With some help from Alice Spencer on Hurtin' for Real.
I don't give a shit like you don't give a shit. We're a match made in hell, it's plain to see. I don't give a shit about you. Nobody ever said we's meant to be. No one ever suggested we should in any way be connected in the biblical long platonically. Listen, I don't give a shit. You don't give a shit. A match made in hell is plain to see.
Stranger, shooting high, the looting rider on the
Angelina Presley. Oh, that's a good song. It's called Outlaw. Kind of a cheeky one there. And her record called Wrangled. Well, that's one of the best songs of 2017, absolutely. One of the hurts of the year, I like to call that record. And today on Hurtin' for Real, yes, we've almost come to the end of part one of the Hurts of the Year show. Like I say, it's going to be divided into two parts. Part two, just find it on hurtinforreal.com. That's where you are now, right? So you can just move on to the second one. I'm going to leave you with one more. I need a short one. So this one here fits the bill just fine, and it is a really interesting record. It's by Trevor Caswell. Now, Trevor is known as a folk singer. He's dabbled in other genres as well, but I'd say he's primarily a folk singer, but he's done something really interesting. He did something called Soundtrack to an Unmade Western, and it is just that. It's got all these, Western-type pieces on it, something you might hear on old films. And, there's honky-tonk piano, and there's gunfighter music. There's a lot of good stuff on it, and I kind of expect it to be used in a movie one day because it's really strong. Anyways, we're going to hear Theme to an Unmade Western. And his name's Trevor Caswell, Caswell. Yeah, anyways, leave you with some Trevor. And I'll see you in part two. Visit soon.